This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Syria is moving forces toward its northern border as Turkey continues its military offensive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as US troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for the immediate de-escalation of the situation in northeastern Syria. As the humanitarian situation rapidly worsens, Guterres did not call for the offensive to end, but he urged maximum restraint and said any military operation must fully respect international law, including protection of civilians. Turkey began a military incursion into northeastern Syria on Wednesday, targeting the Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces. Ankara considers the fighters to be terrorists aligned with separatists inside Turkey. Western countries view the SDF as a key ally in the fight against the self-described Islamic State terror group. Of the 3 million people living in northeastern Syria, the UN says 1.8 million were already in need of assistance before Turkey's incursion started last week. It's a busy week in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Today, Fiona Hill, the former top National Security Council expert on Russia, is testifying to the House panels leading the investigation. You're listening to VOA News. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced Monday it awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics to Indian-born American Abhijit Banerjee, French-American Esther Duflo, and her husband, American Michael Kramer. All three winners have worked together in an effort to address global poverty. And the British Parliament reopened today at the request of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Queen Elizabeth gave a speech outlining Johnson's legislative agenda. Frances McGuire has more.
A day of pomp and controversy in the Houses of Parliament as the UK's monarch delivers the so-called Queen's Speech. It was the highlight of a day of elaborate pageantry in Westminster, where Her Majesty gave details of more than 20 bills the government wants to enact in the coming year. But with Britain's politics in turmoil and Brexit still unresolved, many of these bills may never come to pass.
My government's priority has always been to secure the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union on the 31st of October.
The speech is now subject to several days of debate, ending with votes to approve it.
That's Reuters' Frances McGuire reporting. Poland's conservatives, the PIS party, won the most votes in Sunday's election, thus securing a comfortable majority in parliament to govern for four more years. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
A second term for PIS will likely bolster anti-immigration populists across the EU. The party has already shifted Poland's foreign policy away from the European mainstream and has led calls to take some powers away from Brussels. During the polarized campaign, the party cast the election as a choice between its traditional Catholic values and its opposition's liberal order that undermines family life. But opposition groups say the last 4 years of PIS rule have undermined the independence of the courts and forced public media to promote its agenda. Critics have also accused the party of fomenting homophobia.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Zimbabwe's government-employed doctors on Monday ignored a labor court ultimatum to return to work, saying they remain incapacitated by poor wages and inadequate health facilities. Two judges last Friday declared the strike illegal and ordered doctors to report for duty within 48 hours. The judges ordered arbitration of the dispute within 14 days. Junior doctors have not reported for duty since September 3rd, saying they can no longer support themselves on salaries of less than $200 a month as Zimbabwe's economic crisis drags on. Last Thursday, senior doctors joined the strike. Both groups complain that health facilities lack the equipment and medical supplies needed to treat their patients. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.